In this bulletin, an Indigenous senator to introduce legislation to return alcohol bans to Alice Springs, a major earthquake in Turkey, and in football, the A-League men's competition leaders now have a new permanent coach. Good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. An Indigenous senator will introduce a bill to reinstate alcohol bans in Alice Springs. Liberal Party Senator Jacinta Napinjimpa-Price has told the Senate her family has experienced sexual violence, trauma and murder in the area because of alcohol. Ms. Price says she's been working on her bill since the previous legislation that banned alcohol lapsed last August. She says the issue ought to be above usual partisan politics, because lives are at stake.
It's no longer about politics. It's about saving lives and the lives of the vulnerable. I've lived my entire life in Alice Springs. I know what the situation is on the ground. I have a wealth of knowledge to be able to, provide, to be able to share. And, under these circumstances, it's a crisis.
Ms. Price says she would welcome a one-on-one meeting with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese over the issue. Mr. Albanese and Northern Territory Chief Minister Natasha Files have been given a report on the situation in Alice Springs. It's due to be made public this week. Senator Lydia Thorpe has resigned from the Greens and will sit in the Senate as a crossbencher. She was the party's Indigenous Affairs spokesperson but is leaving the party over differences relating to the proposed Indigenous voice to Parliament. The Greens support the proposal, but Ms. Thorpe has previously said she wouldn't support the proposal unless there is a guarantee that Indigenous sovereignty would not be ceded. Ms. Thorpe believes there should be a treaty between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians first. Ms. Thorpe says by quitting the Greens, she will be able to better represent Indigenous interests.
This country has a strong grassroots black sovereign movement full of staunch and committed warriors. And I want to represent that movement fully in this Parliament. It has become clear to me that I can't do that from within the Greens. Now I will be able to speak freely on all issues.
Ms. Thorpe has been a Greens senator from Victoria since 2020. At least five deaths have been reported and many more casualties are expected after a powerful earthquake in Turkey. The earthquake has measured 7.8 on the Richter scale. The earthquake is reported to have knocked down multiple buildings in southeastern Turkey and neighbouring northwestern Syria. The earthquake could even be felt in nearby Lebanon. The US Geological Survey says the epicentre of the quake was about 33 kilometres from the major Turkish city of Gaziantep. Turkey is located on major fault lines and frequently experiences earthquakes. Australia is urging continued dialogue between the US and China. The downing of what the US claims was a Chinese spy balloon that had traversed sensitive military sites across the US has sparked a rebuke from China. The Chinese government claimed the balloon was for meteorological and related purposes, that it accidentally strayed into US airspace, and that the US shooting down of the balloon was an overreaction. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has come to the support of Australia's main ally, supporting US concerns relating to the incident, but she's applauded the decision of her US counterpart, Antony Blinken, to keep trying to talk to the Chinese government and says China should do likewise.
It's very important that the US and China continue to engage. We don't want competition to escalate into conflict, and we welcome Secretary of State Blinken's indication that the US remains open to diplomatic engagement. We'd encourage China to respond positively.
In football, Melbourne City have appointed Rado Vidasic as the full-time coach of their A-League men's team. Vidasic has been interim coach of the side since former coach Patrick Kisnobo left in November to coach the French side Troyes. The side has suffered only one defeat in the eight games that 61-year-old Vidasic has been in charge and currently are 7 points clear of their nearest competitor at the top of the A-League men's ladder. Vidosic's son, Dario, is the coach of the Women's A-League team. I'm Peggy Jack-Melos, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.